He was involved in eating when his man Krishma came. He was in a bathroom. He was in the middle of a haircut. He was working with hides. He was in the middle of a din Torah. So, according to the Rambam, he's allowed to finish what he's doing. Since he was already oisik in this beforehand, he's not mechuyev to stop for Kriya Shema. He was concerned that he'll lose out in Taz Ma Kriya Shema, Pasak, Vekaira, Areza Meshubach. It is better to make sure you take a break so that you don't lose it out Kriya Shema completely. Says the Mechaber, Ule Ravid Mavsik, according to the Ravid, you should be Mavsik, Vekaira, Afli Sheyeshuz Lekras. He says that no, that even though you're involved in something already when this man Kriya Shema comes, but you have to take a break for Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah says the maskana of the Achronim is, if he was maskil beheter before Leis HaShachar, then you're allowed to continue. If you're concerned you're going to lose that Kriya Shema, you should break for Kriya Shema. But if not, you're allowed to finish. If you're maskil beiser after Leis HaShachar, so if it's a mitzvah deraisa, you have to stop, mitzvah derabbanon, then you can finish what you're oisik in and say it after. So the mail for Kriya Shema, which is deraisa, you would have to take a break if you're maskil beiser. And for the brachas of Kriya Shema or for Tefillah, you could, with the effort, finish what you're doing and say it afterwards.